Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the share where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. I apologize in the background, one kid screaming, one kid not feeling so well. Sorry about that, but in general, we're going to try to focus on 6-8. Vav Chet. Again, the translation is with us. The commentary finished in chapter 5. We are almost done with the Pirkei Avos for this season, just a couple more missions, hopefully finishing by the end of next week or so, and then taking your summer hiatus. Talking today about different attributes, different aspects of what Torah gives us. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Hanoi, beauty, v'hakoach, and strength, v'osher, and wealth, v'hakavod, and honor, v'hachachman, wisdom, v'hazikna, and acquisition of knowledge, a different type of wisdom, v'haseva, and old age, v'abanim, and children, sons, but really children in general, I would say, na'el atzadikim v'na'el la'olam, are good for the righteous and good for the world. Shnemar, as it says, atar sefer seva b'derek tzedakah timatze. Old age is a crown of beauty and is found in the ways of righteousness for Omer. And it says, atar zekeinu b'nei banim v'tiferes banim la'avosam, the crown of sages of their grandchildren and the beauty of children, their fathers. And hard to keep track of this different psukim. Hold on, v'omer v'atar zekinim b'nei banim v'tiferes b'nam avosam v'omer tiferes b'achurim kocham v'hadar zekinim seva. It says the beauty of youth is their strength and the glory of sages is their age. V'omer v'chafra ha'lavana v'asha ha'chama k'malach Hashem zeva'os b'har tziyot v'yerushalayim v'neged zekinev kavod. And it says, the moon shall be embarrassed, the sun shame, for the Lord of hosts reign in Zion and Jerusalem, and before his elder is glory. Basically, when someone's involved in Torah, like we talked about yesterday, so many good things can happen, so many good things are involved, and it brings such beauty to the world. Not only does a person have to be rooted in Torah, not only does a person have to have the marrow of their blood flowing in Torah, not only does a person have to be steeped in Torah and make the world better and have a radiance, that shining countenance of Torah, we have to make sure that other people are involved in Torah and involved in good things, involved in righteousness, and make sure to have good things. And someone who's involved in Torah, they will have beauty, they will see beauty, they'll see strength and wealth and honor and wisdom and getting that knowledge in old age and good age. And it's a righteous thing and good thing for the world to have all these things, especially involved in Torah. The glory of the sages is what really is the glory of the world. That's why the sages set up the Sanhedrin by the temple. The temple wasn't just the beauty of the structure, but it was also the beauty that the actual ability to judge was there also. The Dafka specifically judged there so that the halacha, the ability to actually deal and educate cases would be around there also. So when we think about Torah, we think about a Torah lifestyle, we think about mitzvahs, we think about chesed, we have to be involved in a life where we spread that to those around us, we spread it to the world around us. We want to make sure that the world benefits from the Torah, benefits from mitzvahs and chesed, benefits from tikkun olam. We're supposed to be mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh, we're supposed to be an or l'goyim, we're supposed to reach out to the goyim, we're supposed to reach out to the nations around us, we're supposed to influence the nations around us with the Torah lifestyle. And even if the non-Jews don't have to keep 613 mitzvahs like we do with all its details and its subcategories, they have the seven mitzvahs ben Noach that they're supposed to be involved in, and we could show them, we could explain to them. Even Wikipedia actually, I believe, has a page about the seven Noahide laws, which comes from Noach, because we know everybody comes from Noach after the Mabul. The world was basically reset by Hashem. But when we're involved in Torah, we see Torah, we're practicing Torah, these wonderful things hopefully goes out to the world, hopefully goes out to the world around us. And it's basically building on yesterday's Mishnah, the marrow, the veins, the blood, the adornment, the jewelry of our face is what goes out to the world from having the Torah within. But it's not enough just for ourselves to reflect out to the world. We have to influence the world and indicate to the world that using the mitzvahs is the way to go. Helping people, helping them have the mitzvahs flourish in the world is really the way to go. So it starts from within us, but it has to go out. That's why Pirkei Avos says, Halomin al menas la'asos. You know, speak in the other lishmoa, lomod, lalamed, lakayim. It's called the Torah Zos. We talk about that also in davening. We want to make sure that not only is it here that we're practicing from within us, but it goes externally and it influences the world. It affects the world and affects the world and actually changes the world for the better. And someone who has these attributes from Torah, someone who's involved in Torah will have these attributes. And someone who's involved in Torah can make sure that the rest of the world can be affected and could be affected and could see the wonderful glory that is the Torah. Torah could see the wonderful aspects that is the Torah, the wonderful honor and wealth and wisdom that really comes from the Torah, and the real knowledge that comes from Torah, because everything is in the Torah and everything else is secondary. Join us next time as we talk a quick Mishnah here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.